All right, here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Camille Rose Off-Grid Show. I am intending to be more in the practice of active episodes, really. So I am streaming to you from my new little office setup. We're calling it the HQ, headquarters. We've done a little rearranging at the house, and we're just so thrilled about it because it kind of answered our needs for our bedroom rearrangement in our house with our family, and then also gives us a really incredible office space, which I am just so beyond thrilled. I mean, to live in near almost one place. I've moved out a couple of times. Live in one place for over a decade, and to really finally experience like the best office life setup I've ever had going on. It's a very exciting, very relieving time. I've been working from home for many years, since well before I moved to this homestead. That is just one of the ways I've been able to be creative with my lifestyle, homeschool my children from a young age. I was working for other companies when my first son was born, and I was working from home at the time. That was actually like, man, what a weird scenario that was. I was just telling that story to someone recently, and right the week after giving birth, which was like way more of an intense experience than I was expecting. I had definitely romanticized the whole home birth, you know, enjoyable experience, and it was rugged. It was very intense for my body. It was very intense emotionally. It was just I was not in a great situation for quite a few years there. And anyway, so I had saved up enough money to take off one more week after birthing. So I took off 1 week, and it was kind of a gift. It was like a paid week. It wasn't required. I was a self-contractor for this company, so there was no maternity leave option. They didn't have anything like that built in, and so there was no like sort of legal maternity leave that I could, you know, experience. So the fact that I was given 1 week off after birthing was kind of a big deal. And so I had saved up enough money to take another week off, right? So that would have been a total of 2 weeks postpartum. That's it. The day I asked, all right, these employers were completely nuts. Let's just be honest there. I actually have plenty of PTSD from that work environment. Anyway, so I had saved up enough for another week off. I go to ask them about it, and basically they were like, well, everything's so busy with the company right now, so if you take another week off, we're probably going to have to replace most of your roles, / you might get down to like part-time of only 15 to 20 hours a week. This was 6 days after giving birth, and I was the sole provider, primary income provider for my unit, and my work life was being threatened just with a few days off. Talk about some seriously messed up work environments. I don't know why I'm going on that ramble, but part of my goals in 2023 is kind of just sharing more honest and on my heart stories for my life. Every time I tell a story to somebody, they're like, can you write a book? Where are you talking about this? And I want to share just more experiences. Why do we go through such intense, I now call it warrior training, and basically it's dealing with people's abuse, dealing with narcissistic abusive people, dealing with sociopathic people, dealing with psychopathic people. And why do we have to go through all of that? And I truly now believe it is part of our warrior training, and it is part of being here made for these times. We have to be able to stand up to what's going on out there. And I can tell you right now, if I had not gone through such rough, rugged warrior training for quite a few years, I would not be where I am today. I would not have been brave enough to speak out in 2020, not even a little bit. I might have started speaking out, but as soon as one comment came in, I probably would have stopped, to be totally honest. But I was made for these times. I was trained for these times. And even though there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of like sort of... I don't know how to explain it. There's just a lot of like just gunk that comes with those years of having to go through such BS with different people in different aspects of your life. Having a life awakening where you're like, wow, 4 out of the 5 closest people to me are pretty severe level narcissistic people. In fact, 2 out of the 4 were sociopathic level. So just... I just casually mention these things, right? Just having these painful, gunky, intense experiences can really, you know, you can go either way with it. And I've gone both ways with it. I've had the moments of giving my power away and kind of like letting that rule my life and falling victim to those stories, right? Just completely seeing myself as a victim and not being able to find the power within myself to stand up for myself and to really like make better moves for myself in many ways. And it took an enormous amount of energy, of having my own personal like rock bottom moments so many times for my being myself to kind of crack open these layers and peel off a couple of layers of a lot of people pleasing habits, unfortunately, and being able to communicate my feelings to people. That is a huge one. Wow. Okay. We're 8 minutes into this recording and I've completely lost track of what I was coming on here to talk about. All right, guys. So this is what it's like in the brain of Camille. All right. Okay. No, but seriously, maybe that was just meant to be a little blip on warrior training. Why do we go through these things? Why are we meant to go through these things? Well, maybe you were meant to survive 7 years of severe gaslighting so that you can never fall for the media's gaslighting ever again, right? You can't fall for that crap ever again. Okay, so really, my intention here on the show, you'll see I'm going to have video episodes that live on YouTube and Rumble, and then I'll always have my podcast that's on audio form here. This today is not a video, so this is just in podcast form, just for those fun audio listening peeps out there. And I guess that really that was the message of the day, really, is why do we go through warrior training? Maybe like... have a little reflection moment for you of why do you have to go through this like crazy stuff? And it's partly so that we can feel the contrast when we come out on the other side and we can examine our lives and be like, whoa, that really all happened for me, not to me, but it happened for me. And that is a big one right there. If you ever need to just like kind of snap out of your own perspective, shift the words to. Okay, so I was interrupted by a phone call there for a moment, but I think I'm gonna leave this episode just for a few, just as it is, handful of minutes long today, and hope you enjoy and, you know, don't go running in the opposite direction. I swear there's more gems coming, but maybe it's causing you to, like, reflect a little. Okay, so if you would like, check out my link in the podcast bio here in the caption and find ways that you can come find me and also support me. Every little bit helps. You guys are amazing and excited to share more really soon. Have an epic day.